Shalom Aleichem. Mishnah Yoma continues in Sota, Chapter 3, Mishnah 5. Now, continues because yesterday we learned that, according to one opinion, the Mei Sota, the potion that the wayward wife drank, was effective immediately with the drastic consequences to her health. And the other opinion was if there were merits. Remember, Ben Azai said, a man should teach his daughter Torah so she'll know that the merit of learning Torah, sending her children to learn Torah, having her husband learn Mishnah Yomi, and doing good deeds and charity could delay punishment. It's not just for Sota, but for anything deserving of punishment, God forbid, Hashem will delay and be merciful the more merits and Torah a person accumulates. Now, Mishnah Hay picks this up with Rabbi Shimon Omer. Now, he disagrees with the possibility that merits and learning Torah could delay the Sota punishment. He says, Ein zchut tole b'mayim hamarim. He says, merits and learning does not delay a punishment if this Sota was actually guilty of adultery. And Rabbi Shimon explains, Ve'imata omer, and if you're going to tell me, ha-zchut tole b'mayim hamarim, that it can delay punishment for the cursing waters. Now, he calls it mayim hamarim, bitter waters. It's also called mayim hame'arorim, waters that cause a curse. Then, what will happen? You're going to push aside the power of the deterrent power in front of other women who might be drinking. So he's saying women who are truly guilty won't be afraid to drink the water because they'll think they have zchut and they have learning and they say, I'll live a little bit longer. No one will know that I actually committed adultery and they'll be reluctant to admit. And really, we want women who are guilty to admit and avoid drinking the water in the first place. Rabbi Shimon continues, and you're going to cast aspersions on innocent women that drank the water. She'omrim, people will say, oh, she didn't die. And people are going to say, Temeoten, they really did commit adultery. They were guilty. But their punishment was delayed because of their merit and their learning and their having their family and children learn. So Rabbi Shimon's saying is we want the water to have a deterrent power. Now, we've seen recently in the military field how having a strong military is a deterrent. So similarly, in Rabbi Shimon's opinion, having a strong and instantaneously effective effect for the punishment of the Mei Sota would deter women from committing adultery in the first place and encourage them to actually admit rather than be killed or rely on their zechut to avoid punishment. Rabbi Yomer, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, he comments on this, HaZechut Tole, but my Maram, he says, it's true that merit does delay punishment for a Sota who drinks the water and was guilty. There's potential to delay punishment. Ve'ena yoledet, but she'll never have children after this. Ve'ena mishpuchot, and she's not going to get better. And the Gemara explains on Daf 26, based on the psukim, that an innocent woman who is truly innocent, who drank the Sota, would actually become more healthy and have more healthy children. So the Mishnah continues, Eila mitnovna. She's going to deteriorate. Her medical condition will deteriorate slowly. Finally, she will pass away with the same kind of death, the same type of punishment that would befall a Sota who had no merit and died instantly at the temple. So Rebbe has addressed Rebbe Shimon's concerns that women are going to see that some drink and do not die and say, I can get away with it too. Or they're going to see women were innocent and drink and didn't die and say, well, they just had this chut, but they were guilty. Now, from a historical perspective, this reminds us that the Sota ritual was extremely rare. Even in the days of the temple, this was not something, Baruch Hashem, this was not a common occurrence at all, which is perhaps why we have this dispute in the Mishnah over how instantaneously or how delayed an effect the Sota water could have. And Rabbi Yehuda Nasi compiled the Mishnayot only about 100 years after we had the temple. So if there was if this happened all the time, there would have been a Mesorah, there would have been tradition, people would have known what happened. They would have passed down stories from their grandparents' generation. So we see it wasn't common at all. There's a similar dispute in Sanhedrin. Our sages argue if there was ever a real halachic ben sora or mora, a rebellious son, because the halachic requirements of that are very specific. One says it never happened, it's just so you learn. And the other one says, no, it did happen and I saw his grave. But let's go on to Mishnah Vav. Nit meit minchata, if her meal offering became contaminated, ritually impure, od shelo kodesh bekli, before they put it into the temple vessel to make it holy, It's like a regular mincha offering, and it could be bought back. It could be purchased back from the temple. And if it got contaminated after being put into the temple vessel and being mekudash as holy as an offering, it's like a regular mincha, if it has to be burned on the Beit HaDeshe, on the pile of ashes in the Azara. Now the Mishnah cites other cases where we burn the Menchat Sota, Elu Sheminchotein Nisrafot, these women, the Mincha is burned, Ha'omeret Tmeya on the Loch. They brought the Mincha, and then she admitted that she had committed adultery, Shebo La'edim Shehi Tmeya, or she didn't say anything, but witnesses came forward and said, yes, we indeed saw the actual act of adultery, Ha'omeret Eina Shoti. If she says, I will not drink the water, she refuses to go through with the ritual, despite not admitting her guilt. Shebaila in a rotzi leshkota, or the husband says, you know what, I don't want to put her through this. I'm, you know, retracting my claim, and she doesn't have to do it. Veshebaila ba aleha bederech, or her husband was intimate with her on the road to Yerushalayim. Remember, back in the first chapter, that's why, according to some opinions, we send two men with them to tell the couple, listen, if you are intimate and you reconcile right now, the sota test will not work and you will not be allowed to stay married. The Mishnah adds, v'chol nesuot lekohanim, any woman who is married to a Kohen. So Mrs. Kohen, minchotehen nisrafot, their mincha is always burned, even if it wasn't contaminated, even if it's not puzzle. And we're going to learn about this later on in Menachot, everything you wanted to know about mincha, where we're afraid to ask, that a minchat Kohen, the meal offering brought by a Kohen, is actually burned instead of being eaten by the Kohanim. That's all for now. Yashar Kochachem Zagizunt.